With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Vice President J.D. Vance is in Israel as part of efforts to advance and bolster the Gaza ceasefire.
Vice President Vance and other White House envoys showed optimism over how the ceasefire is playing out in the Middle East. They said progress was better than anticipated as they visited a new center in Israel for civilian and military cooperation. Vance also urged a little patience as Hamas returns the bodies of hostages to Israel.
This is difficult. This is not going to happen overnight.
Vance and others are in Israel to shore up the ceasefire following a deadly violence over the weekend and questions over the plan for long-term peace. I'm Haya Panjwani.
U.S. officials say oil prices are low and it's time to take advantage of it.
The U.S. Department of Energy wants to buy 1 million barrels of crude oil for delivery to the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, taking advantage of relatively low oil prices to help replenish the stockpile. The Biden administration sold record amounts of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, including a 180 million barrel sale after Russia invaded Ukraine in 2022. The reserve, which has about a 700 million barrel capacity, is now holding nearly 409 million barrels. Bill Alexander, Washington.
A man who was pardoned by President Trump after storming the U.S. Capitol in 2021 has been arrested on a charge that he threatened to kill House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. House Speaker Mike Johnson condemns the threat on Minority Leader Jeffries.
I will say that anybody who threatens political violence against elected officials or anyone else should be have the full weight and measure of the Department of Justice on their head. I trust that will happen. I hope it will.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 218 points, the NASDAQ dropped 36, the S&P 500 up a fraction. This is SRN News. The long-awaited breakup of the Anglican Church is happening.
Conservative bishops, mostly centered in Africa and Latin America, have formally announced that they will no longer accept the authority of the Archbishop of Canterbury and will no longer be in communion with the Church of England proper. The split centers on issues of homosexuality and biblical authority and has been brewing for years. The recent selection of a liberal female bishop to be the new archbishop appears to have been the final straw. Michael Harrington reporting.
Two historic churches in Iraq destroyed by ISIS have reopened after years of reconstruction. The two houses of worship are both located in Mosul, which was the primary residence of Iraqi Christians before ISIS invaded. Most believers fled or were killed, and very few have returned since ISIS was defeated. But religious freedom groups report about 70 Christian families now live in Mosul. This is SRN News. A problem at Amazon's cloud computing service this week disrupted internet use around the world. Bob Agnew reports.
The outage on Monday took down a broad range of online services, including social media, gaming, food delivery, streaming, and even financial platforms. The all-day disruption and the ensuing exasperation it caused served as the latest reminder of the vulnerabilities that come with relying on centralized cloud services made possible by just a few large providers. Bob Agnew reporting.
New York City police released images of a woman wanted for questioning after an infant girl with her umbilical cord still attached was abandoned at a busy Midtown Manhattan subway station. Authorities on Tuesday asked for the public's help in identifying the woman, who is seen in a two-second video clip carrying something bundled. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.